Dawley, that sends shivers down the spine. Morning crew with Mark and Millie, by the way, on Bay 93.9. And our footy tipster, Cats champ Buddha Hocking. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark and Millie. How's things?
We're good. He called you Buddy by mistake, and now we're laughing.
Buddha. Well, let's stick with that.
You don't mind Budsy. Buddy. What about Budsy LaRue? Is that too much?
No, it's getting a bit too far, yeah.
All right, then. Okay, over the line.
That's it, Millie, yeah.
No worries.
We've got the bye round for the Cats this weekend. Buddha, what does a team do when they've got a bye?
Well, you probably get a couple of really good sessions in, and then you give them a little bit of time off over the weekend just to refresh, recover, spend time with family. And there's three top teams playing, so, you know, Melbourne, Brisbane, and also the Dogs. Cats are in fourth. They're 8-3, sitting pretty, but they'll be certainly keeping an eye on what the three teams above them are doing, Mark.
Yeah.
So has there been some sort of draft? Did the Cats pick up anyone? No good, nothing?
No, not really at this point. Yeah. But I think they're going pretty well at the moment. They don't need too many people, really.
Oh, that's
They've
good.
Got enough. All right. On their bus. All right, let's do the games, mate. You've been on Brisbane's bandwagon, someone told me the other day. They'd noticed Buddha. Melbourne and Brisbane tonight at Sydney, 10-8. Who do you fancy?
Well, this is a massive, massive game, this one. Lockie Neal's back in, we think. There could be a late change. I'm not sure. The Brisbane are flying. This will be an impressive forward line versus how do we crack the great defence of Melbourne. No one's really tested Melbourne recently. Brisbane have the firepower to do that. But I'm going to stick with the flag favourites and go with Melbourne.
Ooh.
Right. We're Saturday afternoon, 1:45, the SCG, Sydney v. the Saints.
Sydney have been really good. They've been really competitive. Again, it's another home game for them. Beat Carlton last week. St Kilda, very erratic. Hickey back for Sydney makes Sydney even stronger. Sydney Swans.
All righty. Adelaide v Collingwood. Who do you like for that game?
Well, Mayne and Grundy are out, but your boy Elliot comes back in, Millie, with a couple of new tattoos he showed me during the week just for you. Both teams quite competitive, although the Crows, you know, haven't played four quarters. So they're going to play pretty fast. The Pies like to play slow, as we know. Some of their games have been a little bit put you to sleep. But I'm going to tip the Crows at home if they can play for four quarters. So I'm going to ring Dixie and give us a four-quarter effort.
Okay,
right. Beauty. Hopefully Collingwood doesn't 1.5-metre distance from the opposition.
Yes. Let's hope that ball doesn't go into the crowd, too.
Oh, that's right. They're not allowed to touch
God
it.
God, help us all. All right,
yeah,
next.
You've got to duck and dive and dodge and weave and
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly, yeah, exactly, yeah. Now, this is, the flagship game for the Sir Doug Nicholls round. It's the Essendon-Richmond game, the Dreamtime game. This is over in Perth.
Yeah, this is awesome. Awesome viewing. It's a great stadium, two great teams, but it's also acknowledging the contribution, you know, of so many people, Indigenous people, who have been involved in footy from playing and also from a you know, staff and management type of role. But no one has really said, Mark, that, and this is, I'm very interested in this, no one's actually said at the moment, nowhere on the internet, that Richmond can't win the flag, and I agree. Well, we know Essendon are really buzzing along, got some really good kids, Edwards and Pickett back in. Cochin's a little bit unsure at the moment. He's got that, his daughter's very, very ill at the moment. I would probably go home and forget about the game. Family's far more important. I'm tipping Richmond.
Richmond. All right, Sunday, Carlton v Eagles at the SCG.
Millie, both these teams are on the nose a little bit. Carlton certainly, I think, have got some fantastic kids. The Eagles, as we know, they've lost Kelly, Kennedy, Allen and Archie, all right? But I'll tip Carlton to finally find something and beat an undermanned Eagles.
Beautiful. And, of course, you're picking the Doggies to beat Freo.
Well, Freo just keep shooting themselves in the foot. Inaccuracy in front of goal has hurt their season immensely, so tipping the Dogs.
Yep, of course. Yeah. Buys for the Suns, North, Port, Hawks, Cats and GWS. So, Cats fans, you'll have to find some, wash your fridge magnets this weekend. Buddha, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. No local footy for the seniors this weekend, is there?
No, there's not. No. Hopefully next week it'll kick off. But it's a bye-bye for me.
Okay. Good on you, Buddha. Have a great weekend. Love it.